Hello, this is Pastor Jay Wagoner, and this is session number 13 in our video series, Expository Preaching Simplified. The topic of this session is this, saying it well, saying it well. Number 13, we're talking here about developing public speaking skills. We've basically come to the conclusion now of all that we had to say about constructing the sermon, so we need to talk about delivering the sermon. There's a fictitious story that has been around for a long time. I heard it as a young man, and for some reason it stuck in my mind. It's a joke, really. I remember it this way. A group of men who had spent a lot of time together loved to tell jokes. Over the years, everyone had heard all the other jokes the others had, and therefore it was kind of old hat. As a result, since they continued to like to tell the jokes, they decided to save time in telling the details of each joke by numbering them. One day, a new man was added to the group. Soon he heard someone call out, "Number 21. Everyone had a good laugh, but the new guy. As he was puzzling over what had just happened, someone shouted, "Number 3. Again, everyone laughed heartily. This continued to go on until finally, the new guy asked everyone, what are you all laughing at? Well, after having received the explanation, he thought he would join in the merriment. So after a while, he shouted out, "Number 17. But no one cracked a smile. Again, he tried, "Number 15. Again, no response. Now, he was completely confused. Swallowing his pride, he inquired as to why no one laughed when he had called out a number, to which one of the men bluntly replied, "You just don't know how to tell a joke." Well, similarly, it could be said that some preachers just don't know how to deliver a sermon. Many years ago, someone asked my homiletics professor this question. They said, "In what manner should you speak when delivering a sermon?" The answer came back immediately. It is a tried and true answer that you often hear. His answer was this: use a conversational style. Now, on the one hand, I agree, but on the other hand, not everyone knows how to engage in conversation. To some, their conversational style is mumbling. Others speak so rapidly that their words run together. To some, it would mean being overly loud, while others would be barely audible. And many are mind-numbingly monotone. Actually, everyone's conversational style can be deficient at times. So what are we to make of the oft-repeated advice to preach in a conversational style? Well, generally speaking, it is good advice. However, it should not become an excuse for failing to develop skill as a public speaker. Every public speaker has to recognize that when speaking to a large group of people, it is not like speaking to one person, or even a few people in private conversation. A sermon is an address. It is not like the give and take of personal conversation, where elevated volume might be rude or even offensive in private conversation. It is often appropriate and needed when addressing a group. There is simply more distance between the speaker and a large group of listeners that requires increased volume. And I want to emphasize this. Now, electronic voice amplification can resolve the problem to a degree. However, amplification will not suffice if the speaker never varies his volume. Monotone is still monotone, even if it's amplified. Now, here's two critical aspects of this whole thing. When it comes to volume, number one, volume needs to be elevated overall, whether you have amplification or not. Now, personally, I found that relying on amplification alone for the appropriate volume is not that helpful. I purposely preach at a volume that is higher than what I would use in private conversation. Now, here's the reason. It helps me maintain my enthusiasm, number one, and secondly, it communicates a sense of urgency to the listener. Secondly, Even at an overall higher volume, I vary my volume up and down from the baseline, allowing me to emphasize important points. Now, I know younger preachers often find this to be unnatural, even difficult, when it comes to raising their volume for emphasis at the appropriate time. I did as well in my early ministry. To overcome this, I would decide where I wanted to be emphatic in advance, and I would place a note in my outline that reminded me to raise my volume at that point. After a while, varying my volume became natural, and the reminders were no longer necessary. Work at varying your volume until it becomes natural. Remember, an increase in volume adds emphasis to what you are saying at that moment. Without it, you run the risk of losing the attention of listeners and failing to reach them with your crucial information. Besides volume, there are other factors involved as well in being a good public speaker. Your physical demeanor is important. I was taught to stand erect, with my hands at my side and not in my pockets. I mostly overcome putting my hands in my pockets. However, I have to confess it still happens. Bad habits of this nature can crop up at any time. When I began wearing glasses, my wife counted how many times I adjusted my glasses during a common sermon. It was a lot. I think something like 25 times was the average. Well, I solved the problem this way. I switched to contacts. I've been wearing them ever since. I never really got used to standing behind the pulpit, though. I tend to wonder, not verbally, but physically. I finally decided that for me, moving about was my natural style, and I use it to maintain eye contact with folks to my right and left. I do have to guard against habitual, unnecessary movement, and that tends to crop up. Appropriate gestures also are something that I consider very important. They need to become natural. They need to be something that you do without thinking about them, just like you do in common conversation. Care should be taken to make sure, though, as much as possible, that every gesture is useful for emphasis and for illustration. Overall, my advice boils down to this one rule. Be enthusiastic about your message. If you are not excited about your message as a preacher of the gospel, how can you expect those who are listening to be excited about it? The way we deliver the message will determine if we communicate excitement or not. And God's word deserves to be presented in the most exciting and enthusiastic way that you possibly can present it. I hope these few comments give you something to think about. We'll see you next time on the final video, number 14. Have a good day.